Nicely done. I thank you for doing that for us this
Thanks.
Morning. We have a feature on the show called New Voices for the 90s. In fact, it wasn't that long ago that Indigo Girls might have been described as New Voices for the 90s, but you're going to help us out with one this morning by introducing someone that you have been touring with on this current go-around.
A wonderful guy.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guy.
And a great songwriter.
My guy.
Yeah, he's special. His name is Darden Smith.
And he's on our label.
It's a beautiful thing.
How and where did you encounter
him? Our agent hooked him up with him on one show.
Up with him, huh?
And then we had a good time. And
he was signed out of Nashville.
Yeah, originally.
And so he kind of got stuck, I think, like in a country thing that he's, you know, branches out from a little more. It's more than just pure country. So we've toured with him a couple times.
Yeah, he's got, you know, some people out there that are really into him and stuff, and it's pretty cool. It's fun, and we like his music, and he's a nice guy.
Stereotyping is a nasty thing that the record business sometimes does. You've had some battles with that as well. When you're characterized as folkies or whatever, mm-hmm. is that disturbing? How do you combat it?
Just play our music.
Yeah, it's just like it's bound to happen, and as long as people are willing to check it out themselves and call it what they want to call it, it's fine. As long as people are listening to it.
And we try to tour with people that have different styles from us too, because
yeah.
that keeps the open-mindedness in the audience. They bring in people that have never heard us before. We can bring in people that have never heard them, and it makes a crossover, and it makes people understand the need for not labeling.
I'm sorry to do this to you. I forgot to ask this earlier. The tour with Joan Baez, was that fun?
Oh, my God. It was like a...
She's so wonderful.
Oh, boy. That was amazing.
We call her a matriarch.
Yeah.
she's just a great person, and so her voice just, you know...
Yeah,
once in a century sort of thing.
I take it you were fans before and are more so now.
Although I wasn't that aware of, I wasn't that familiar with most of her music. I knew her hits, you know, and I knew her voice. And I mostly always respected her just for her politics and her commitment to social causes and things like that. And now having toured with her, I love her music as well.
Might there be a collaboration or further work down the road?
We got some little
what do you call
pots
it? Hands
in the
fire.
Well, terrific. You'll come back and tell us about that.
Yeah, sure.
I hope and trust you have a home here in New York on the Sunday show. Amy Ray and Emily Salyers, my guests this morning. And we'll be back with Darden Smith.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Pete.
Thanks, guys.